Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. You know, one part of me is very happy today because how much people care in South Jersey, the suburbs, whatever, about the plight of South Philly. The other part of me is beyond anger, beyond how in the world have we allowed them to do this to Philadelphia, to South Philly in particular. I'm talking about people like Governor Rendell, the Nun, Kenny Krasner, the activist, who just did a rope-a-dope. I told you that I was tipped that this was happening, but I couldn't verify it on Monday. Rather than Kensington, there might be one there too. Let's put it in South Philadelphia. Let's put it at Broad and McKean. And you know how storied South Philly is, the place it has in my heart and the heart of a lot of people. You know, it's almost mythical when you say South Philly in this area. Why in the world would we put it there? All right, we're trying to locate Councilman Mark Squilda, who'll be with us. He represents South Philly. Dan's working on that. But first, one of my favorites, she was the person that kept everything going for Frank Rizzo, and she's been a big supporter of everything good over the years. She was the person who, I think, first got to the bottom of this. Jody Della Barbara is down there in South Philly to tell us the latest. Jody's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jody, welcome, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Dom. Hi, and thank you for caring about this.
Well, you were on it immediately. How did this happen that they kept it so secret, Jody, that all along we thought it was Kensington? What happened?
Someone who I can't name told me that something's coming in your neighborhood, so I started nosing around to see where it might be going. I called the real estate property manager at the Quartermaster because I know that there's some space in there. And I called him. I told him I'll hunt him down like a dog if they put it in there. But it's not going there.
Yeah.
And then I read something that said a medical center. So I started, you know, by elimination, looking around. And then I saw that the only place it could be is the Constitution Medical Center that used to be St. Agnes Hospital, you know, a hospital that was there forever until a few years back and had to close. And we did a crime walk on Wednesday because South Philly is inundated with crime. You would never know, the mayor and Krasner would never admit that. And I asked Kenyatta and Mark Squilla if they knew anything, and they suspected it could be there. So I got the phone number of Steve Atlas, who is the owner of the property, and I called him. He must have thought that cat was out of the bag. He admitted it was there, told me, oh, there's all drugs around there and there's all junkies and he's tired of it, and that he is, you know, he wants to do this to help people. He lives in the suburbs. There are no addicts around that medical center. It's as clean as anything. There's problems.
Well, wait, right, I know that. Yeah, it's clean. You have businesses there, like catty corner to it. You have like a cappuccino or a dessert thing there. You got East Passyunk Avenue, which is one of the real hot spots in the whole area there. Yeah.
And you have the Melrose Diner down the street.
That's right, the Melrose. Yeah.
South Philadelphia High School that has young handicapped children, Down syndrome, and different things that go in the neighborhood, like to stores after school, to learn how to buy stuff. And they go, you know, with the,
right,
with the counselor.
Right.
The parents are going out of their mind because suppose an addict goes up to them and asks them for money. These poor kids don't know what to do. You have a daycare center right in that building. And Mr. Atlas said, oh, well, it's not in the same part. It's in the same building. Where do these people go once they leave there? And who do they get their drugs from? And when are they going to get the money for their next fix? Look, I'm not heartless. I know there's a drug problem. But most people I know, they lost their children. It's horrible. Most of it has happened in their homes or in someone else's homes. We don't find dead bodies in South Philly.
Yeah. Now, we're told, Jody Del Barber with us, that Mark Squila is at the governor's press conference and may be able to step away. I'm glad he's there. Because Governor Rendell has been outrageous. In his mind, he wants this to be his legacy. He's above the law. He's even said he's going to be one of the volunteers shepherding people in. Well, arrest him also, because the good news is we have in the person of Bill McSwain, the representative of the Trump administration. This is still a legal matter. He is going to appeal it all the way up through the Supreme Court. So when they open next week, which maybe or maybe not happening, I hope he locks up every single person that's participating in what is an unsettled legal act at this point. Illegal
Amen
act.
To Bill McSwain, because he actually does his job, unlike Krasner and the mayor. He stands by his oath that he took when he was sworn in. Kenny doesn't, because he doesn't protect the citizens, and Krasner certainly doesn't, because all he cares about is getting criminals out of jail, not putting them in.
Well, Jody, too, particularly for you, I got to say, over the years, the great work you did, keeping Frank Rizzo in line, if that was possible, and down to today. you picture a Philadelphia Frank Rizzo, warts and all, you know, whatever the downside of Rizzo was, and the greatness of that versus what we've degenerated to. But do you think South Philadelphia realizes this threat, that they'll rise up, and people listening who've been calling all morning, who have moved to the suburbs, like Washington Township, you know, that deal. But their heart is still in South Philly. They're sad. They're angry because this is a mythical place. They all like to say, where are you from? I always say South Philly. I mean, you know, that'll never die in me and you and others.
Absolutely, Dom. And the thing is, a lot of those people come back and go to the restaurants. They shop in the stores.
Yes.
They go to the bakeries. They go to the sausage store. Do you think they want to be approached by someone asking them for money all the time? There's two restaurants right across the street, Pesto and Pizzeria Pesto. They're going out of their minds. I mean, even East Pashunk, they're going to lose customers. This is going to be devastating for the businesses, businesses inside the building. Everybody in there needs to see if they could break their lease, because no way did Steve Atlas tell them he's allowing illegal drugs inside his building.
Yeah,
you know,
so
else,
yeah,
I you know why I, they put it there? It doesn't need zoning.
Oh,
that's why
okay.
They put it there,
because it's already a medical facility.
Yes.
Okay. That breaks the puzzle. So you're looking to organize people around this. I know it's just happened. You've been on it for a little bit. What are you thinking? A protest? What's going to happen?
Okay, we're doing a protest. I'm working with Mark, some of the other civic groups, the ones that are actually civic groups, because RCOs, business associations. And we're organizing a protest. But first, what we're doing is joining with the Kensington groups with the Mr. McSwain's appeal. So we're signing on to that.
Good.
And there's
Good.
I think we have at least maybe 10 groups right now. We'll probably get more legitimate civic groups, RCOs.
Right. And here's the thing, Jody, sorry to interrupt, but South Philadelphia never had a chance for community input, at least in Kensington. They had multiple meetings with thousands of people coming out that were against it. This never happened in South Philly.
No, it didn't. And, you know, people are coming to me, oh, Mark and Kenyatta had a note. No, they didn't know. The reason they didn't know is because Jim Kenney knew that they would oppose it. Senator Anthony Williams, I talked to him last night, and State Rep Donna Tucci, they're preparing bills to make this illegal on a state level. And when I talked to Senator Williams. If you don't want it in your neighborhood, then you don't get it.
And okay, well,
hopefully there's some type of an emergency bill gets passed.
That is all good. So you don't have any date on the protest or anything yet, right?
No, as soon as we get together, because we need to know when it's opening. Supposedly there's some BS meeting on March 10th where the Safe House people are going to come and explain to us. I was just listening to that ridiculous press conference where one of our people was there and she lambasted Ed Rendell. But
okay.
They said, well, we're going to come and talk to you. Why don't you talk to us before? Why don't you talk to us after it's a done deal? Then they're saying that, and they got the final decision from a judge. No, they didn't.
That's all the way to the Supreme Court. Well, my vision of the protest, what would be great is the protest. Then we all go out together to Mara's or a place like that and bond even more on it. Make it a night of people coming back to their roots to, you know, you're on a national show and they yell out Brooklyn, there's always people here locally, South Philadelphia, the entertainers, people like you, people like Frank Rizzo. It is legendary for a reason. This is middle class America, the greatness of America, the greatness of the middle class, highly Italian, too, I'll say as a point of pride. But other ethnic groups, Pennsport and others. How about someone like Johnny Doc? How about Johnny Doc and the unions?
Johnny Doc, he's the best. He's the best.
Yeah.
Listen, Johnny Doc helps us in our neighborhood. He lights our park. He does things for our handicapped kids. My daughter does a ball every year for handicapped kids. He is right in there. He is the best. And, you know, we're hoping that John will help us organize people to get to. See, we need everybody. We don't need splinter groups. We need everybody. We need the mommers there because that's the first group of Kenny's group.
I love it. Oh, my God. You talk about settling all the family business. This is the end of Godfather 1. The mommers, too. My God.
And then you're talking about the Italians. The pride of South Philly is Frank Rizzo.
Yes.
And he wants to take his statue down, which that'll be over my dead body. And he doesn't like the Columbus Day Parade. Columbus, you know, he killed people.
Yes.
And then if you remember, he said, well, you know, with the immigrants coming in, which they're not immigrants, they're illegal, were named Emilio and Guido, then nobody would say anything. Why did he think of those two names?
All right. Well, Jody, to be continued. Now, you'll be in touch with me. I know that. And we'll tell listeners, you got to realize there are thousands of people pent up over this who I know would love to participate and stop this. And there's Bill McSwain through the Trump administration, still the big
card.
And what do they have on their side? They have a gaggle of people that are lawless. We're going to win this one some way, some shape or form.
We're going to fight it till the end. Absolutely.
I'll talk with you soon. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Tom. Thank you.
You don't get more South Philly than that, Dan, than Jody Delabarbe.
Hey, so yes. I just stumbled upon a passionate exchange from a South Philly mom over at this safe house. So she interrupted the press conference with a protest.
Ah.
I don't know if there's curse words in it yet.
We'll have that, though.
Yeah, we will have that. I don't want to play it back just in case there are curse
words. No, I understand.
Give me about 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's what she was referencing. That's where Mark Squealer is. And apparently, the representatives, Kenyatta Johnson and Mark Squealer, they're both the South Philly representatives, they did not know about this. That's what you, I mean, what, it's stunning. So this is the place to come for all information on that. We pride ourselves on that. And to me, South Philly, I've said many times, I couldn't think of a greater place in the world to be born and raised than in South Philly. There's something about it. That's why, you know, there are other great neighborhoods. There's all that stuff. But that's why it's legendary. That's why so many entertainers from there. That's why you see this type of stuff going on. Can you imagine the mummers, people going out to eat afterward, coming back to South Philly and saying to these progressives, these people overrunning a great, formerly great city like Philadelphia, no, you're not going to win on this one. I just will make the point, if I'm invited to speak or whatever, maybe you ought to consider this then the next time when you're voting for president. Think about this. I make the Trump White House aware of this. It's a national, international story. President Trump doesn't support this. Bernie Sanders does. Elizabeth Warren does. Most of the Democrats on stage support this. All right, Dan's dug out something we were talking about. This is a passionate, I guess, South Philly resident protesting at the Governor Ed Rendell press conference on the safe injection site.
To us, you don't come to our meetings. When we had a meeting about crime, where were you to tell us about what was going on? You were all silent. You were all silent, and you were silent because you snuck it in. You blindsided us. So tell everybody in South Philly, generations of families who don't leave, who have college degrees, who sit there and stay in their community, who raise our children there, because for you, that's the street you go down when you go to an Eagles game and a Sixers game. You don't sit there and live in that community. You don't walk on date night like my husband and I do to Passyunk Avenue. You don't take your kids to the daycare like I do. And what about the mothers who have to sit there and walk by and step over the bags to take their kids into the daycare? Are you going to clean our outside? I don't care about inside. I care about needles outside. I care about bags outside. I care about what my children have to see at 6 and 10 years old that I have to explain hardened drug addiction. This is unacceptable, and you are a sneak about it. Look at us when we tell you, Mr. Rendell, you were a sneak. I will not call you governor because you are no longer governor. You're a sneak.
Wow. You know, I'm glad this is the final hour of the show today, because I hear stuff like that. It fires me up so much to know that that's still out there. Just, can we get people in Philadelphia to connect the dots? Can you connect the dots and realize every one of these people that you vote for? Rendell's a perfect example. This is what you're going to get. How much do you need? So look, we're past the mayoral race. We're past all that. If you're in Philadelphia, Northeast Philadelphia, another band, you got to consider telling people, making the point, if you vote for Bernie Sanders, heaven forbid, whoever the Democrat is, this is what you will get ultimately in one shape or form. And I'm not going to be stopped anymore by people telling me, you guys are fear merchants in talk radio. Stop telling this, that this could come to the suburbs. Look at what they've done. Listen to that woman. Did you hear? College degrees. People that stuck it out there. She's talking to these activists who are just rolling by South Philly on their way to an Eagles game or some other kind of party or whatever. I'm not sure why they didn't do it, strike in Kensington. You heard Jody Della Barbara, because this is a medical facility, former St. Agnes Hospital, my God, that they didn't have to go through zoning. They're hell-bent to push this through. All that's standing between them is us and Bill McSwain. Now, if Bill McSwain does what I think is the right thing, marshals 100 federal agents and locks up every one of them, lock, stock, and barrel, that would strike a blow. I would call upon the Trump administration to do that. He's a judicious guy. They're not, though. They're calling him out. They're saying, we're going to do this. You got to give them credit. We're going to do this. We don't care what you say. This is not just a local issue. This is their attitude nationally. It's Sanders' attitude. It's the progressive attitude. It's our country. You're over. We're going to do whatever we want. And if we can't win, we're going to sneak it in, and we're going to say, what are you going to do? Isn't that the attitude here?
At Dom Show 1210, I retweeted the video for you, Dom.
Wow.
Incredible video.
I got to see the video,
you have
too.
Right. Yeah, if you're out there and you heard that and you heard the passion, watch the video and watch the governor's body language. And I have never seen body language that screams guilty so much until I saw this video.
Yeah. I wonder if sister was there. Won't say her name. I wonder if she was there. I know I'm going to hell for all this. I don't think so. My conscience is clear on this. How's their conscience? There are moral superiors. That woman encapsulated so much there. She got in. These are people with college degrees, too. You're not going to look down on us. We stayed here. We stayed in the city. We didn't run. You can't run from these people. They're coming to the suburbs. Think of our buddy Jack Stolzheimer and the other crazy Democrats out in Delaware County, backed by George Soros. Now, I'm not saying he's doing exactly Larry Krasner. He doesn't like that, but it's Krasner light. So if we hear an inkling of something, you know, the next couple of years, a safe injection site in Upper Darby. Oh, come on now. You guys, that's disgraceful, Jack would say. No, I'd put it at even money within a couple of years. Upper Darby would be the site, right? Let's put a safe injection site there. It's coming to the suburbs. Your chance is the presidential election at this point. And what's going on in South Philly? Remember that saying, all politics is local? What I've been trying to make the point this morning is what we're seeing play out in South Philadelphia is what these progressives that were on the stage last night want to do nationally. It's the same value system. They can get away with more of it here because they've driven out a lot of people who can oppose it, or we still have a lot of people in Philadelphia that grew up voting for Democrats. They still think they're voting for a certain kind of Democrat. You're not. Every Democrat you vote for, anywhere, in any shape or form, enables the activists and progressives to do the things that they're doing. Why is that so hard to understand? It's just a religion to vote for Democrats in Philadelphia. And John Dock was mentioned. I'm sure he's against this stuff. I can't imagine he's not. I hope he's part of the people that turn out. And Bill McSwain, we're working to get him on tomorrow, is leading the charge on this all the way to the Supreme Court. Now, Dan also posted a picture of Governor Rendell's reaction to this woman. That woman was so beautifully put. We're trying to get her on tomorrow. It sounded, she articulated it well. She was angry, but she didn't devolve into anything other than exactly enunciating what we're facing. And here's the thing, whether you're in Philadelphia or not, wherever you are, these are the type of people that are coming after you. All right. Fresh from the news conference with Governor Ed Rendell is City Councilman Mark Sweela here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mark, thank you for joining us. I know you were in the middle of the news conference with Ed Rendell. We played that one woman from South Philly who protested. It was pretty moving. What's your analysis of what's happening today?
Well, first of all, I think it's outrageous in today in the world where we preach democracy that somebody would input a site, a safe injection site, into a location without any input at all from the elected council members or from the community. Whether you oppose or support these sites, which I oppose at this time, it's not the point here. There was no process put forward here. This was done under the cover of darkness, and they're opening the site imminently and then supposedly having a meeting March 10th to discuss how this site was opening. You know, we have regulated uses in the city of Philadelphia where you can't have billiards hall within 500 feet of a school or a daycare. You can't have a tattoo parlor within 500 feet of a school or a daycare. Yet you would put a safe injection site in a facility that has a daycare and a block from a school.
Yeah,
none of this seems to make sense. It doesn't seem very well thought out and with no input at all from anybody.
And right. And I know it's not quite on point, but Philadelphia is renowned for councilmatic privilege where you particularly, or the councilman of the district, has to be on board with this, whether zoning or whether there's an issue, Mark. In other words, there's a general philosophy there that was definitely violated for you and Kenyatta Johnson.
I mean, absolutely. And they're saying this site is by right, which means they could go in there without any zoning, which usually we have a good amount of priority on. But even if it's not, you would think that as a city of Philadelphia, we're the first city in the country to where we had our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution done, that we would at least have a democratic process on something like this. Whether you oppose it or support it, the people should know about it. And so I'm just outraged that today we have our first press conference with a little bit of information of what's going on. And nobody from the city there actually representing the city. It's just the nonprofit Safe House. And supposedly they're going to give us more information at this meeting on March 10th. Which is, to me, the site might be open already.
Yeah, that's what they're rushing to do. Now, I don't want to draw you into this, but for me, just so you know, this is a moral thing. I see this as immoral, and I know you and know you want to help people that are in this situation. Why did they jump over Kensington for the first, which may be the second there, I guess, and go to this? Did it just seem like it's all set? Apparently the landlord's on board with this, and they can just squeeze it in, right?
Right. From what they said at the press conferences, the reason why they did that, they're still looking at multiple sites, over 20 sites throughout the city. They're looking for funding. This is going to be in every neighborhood throughout the city of Philadelphia. So, you know, this may just be the first one, Kensington being the second, but then other areas will then follow soon after. They felt that they had a willing leaseholder, somebody who didn't need zoning, a place that they thought was in an area where we have overdose rates that are higher than the normal parts of other parts of the city. And that, you know, they thought this site would be conducive to their first safe injection site. And don't get me wrong, and I do want to help these folks that are addicted, but I don't believe this site opening 4 hours a day, 5 days a week is going to help people who are addicted to drugs. And you're telling me they only inject on those 4 hours and that you're going to be able to help them at those points. Where do they do it when you're closed? You know, we had sites in Vancouver that we saw. They opened safe injection sites in 2003. In 2008, they had 38 overdose deaths, which is really low for a city of Philadelphia. So your safe injection site seemed like a good idea. But as they multiplied safe injection site, opened more and more of them, their overdose rate by 2018 grew tenfold, over 382 overdose deaths.
Wow.
So you're telling me safe injection sites, to me, if that is a possibility to help along the way, maybe, but it's not proven by the facts or statistics that this is an answer to help get people off of opioids and to help them have normal, productive lives.
Yeah, I think the answer is that we need more facilities that work. You know, you guys are scrutinizing it, more money toward that. I'm all on board with that, particularly this opioid crisis. We want to help that. But, Mark, I'm particularly offended, too. Usually Kensington gets piled on. I'm just defensive, and I know South Philly is this magical place, and it's a place, thanks to your efforts and some others, that has held pretty steady. It's not the South Philly that I grew up in necessarily, but considering the city and all, they call it gentrification. I'm thrilled. East Passyunk Avenue, it's one of the hottest places in the area. Buying a house on Siegel Street, I was there last year doing their festival. They're telling me the rate that's at. I wouldn't buy. It's too small for me, but South Philly's holding together. That's a point of pride. You don't do this type of stuff to drive it down. People are going to move away from this. They see it as a signal toward stuff that they don't want to be associated with, people that have stuck it out.
Well, and like I said, and I appreciate your opinion on this, and I have a very similar opinion, but understanding we do need to help the folks who are addicted, but I believe there's other ways to do that.
Right.
And, you know, to have this done, though, without a process in the so-called democracy, even in Canada, they had to get majority support from the community before they put these sites in locations. But yet in America, we don't need any input from anybody to put a site there. And they're saying it was because it's controversial. They had to do this quietly. Everything's controversial. If somebody wants to do a high rise, they have to have a meeting in a zoning meeting. If you want to do a nightclub, if you want to do a third floor on your house, you have to go to a community meeting. But yet you don't need a community meeting for this. So it's just very frustrating. You know, I'm angry about how the process played out, how I found out through social media, through people in the public, somebody from Safe House slipped out that was a spot. So that's the only reason why they're jumping to do these press conferences right now, because somebody said it to somebody else and they put it on Facebook that was a site. And everybody started asking questions, and then they called the property owner who verified that it was a site. That's how we found out.
Will City Council back you on that to make the point that if this goes this way, it erodes what are the usual procedures where you men and women in City Council have an opportunity to voice the community, you represent them, and to have a large amount of input, that this is really, I don't remember something like this happening before.
I don't either. This is a first. And I would think every council member who represents constituencies who would want to have a say and an input in what goes on, whether it's in their district or whether it's council at large and it's citywide, you at least want a process in place. I know people that are even supportive of these sites think the process was horrible and it's not the way it should be done. So, you know, there's two avenues of disgust here. And the one main one right now is how this process plays out.
Absolutely. Mark, thank you. Thanks very much for coming on today, as always.
All right. Thank you, Dom.
All right. There's a City Councilman, Mark Squilla, here on Talk Radio 1210. 855-839-1210. They made a good point here, too, about, look, this one woman, the woman that was the main speaker, the activists that are involved here, and Governor Rendell. Is Governor Rendell being used in this? And it's more these activists that get the cachet of Governor Rendell and Sister Scullion and the others. It is amazing. Everybody said they were completely unaware, too. And in Philadelphia, you don't move on stuff without going through the local council person. All right. Now, let's broaden that out to the national level. What do we learn from this? This is exactly what those people on the stage think last night, whether it's Warren or Sanders or whatever. They know better. They're going to do what they want. What are you? It's the untouchables. That's what we're in. Sean Connery, what are you prepared to do? You got to give credit. They're prepared to do whatever they want. What are you prepared to do?
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.